Now time for a locker room chat. I'm joined by Moorhill Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger after a big win on Tuesday against Jackson Heights, 65-32. First, your overall thoughts on the win?
Very, very happy with kind of all the facets of the game. I know Jackson Heights, big guy, got in foul trouble early, but we were able to do what we're supposed to do and take advantage of that down low with really good rebounding. Got some extra play from some bench guys that hadn't been able to play as much. And then by the fourth quarter, I got to get everybody in. So for your first away game, it really couldn't have gone any better.
Absolutely, against the Jackson Heights team. And you guys really put on a defensive clinic. You guys were able to get a bunch of big stops and convert some of those turnovers into points. How were you? How happy were you with your defense on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I just told them, hey, we just need to do a better job of getting into passing lanes and really just anticipating their passes. You know, be on the ball at your feet, you know, expect back cuts, but also, you know, keep close to your man, but keep in pressure. I thought overall we did a really good job of that, which, like you said, just created a lot of fast break opportunities. Turnovers led to those fast breaks, and I thought we finished really well. Even if we missed the layup, we had guys trailing the rebound. So that was at least probably a third of our possessions was just that in general. So.
Yeah, and then you guys put up a healthy dosage of points as well. How happy were you with your guys' shot selection?
Real well. Most of the thing, I don't like to just go out and just, you know, bomb the three. That's not what type of team we are. We did get some up more in the second half, which is always good, especially in this day and age. It's tough not to shoot any threes, I guess, for most teams. But for the most part, it's crashing offensive rebounds, being in the right spot, getting to the middle of the lane, and then usually good things happen from there. So overall shot selection is real. Very favorable, but like I said at the beginning, when their good big guy gets out of foul trouble, that definitely makes it easier on us and then harder on their end to defend.
So you guys are 3-1 going into your final game before the break. How happy are you with your guys overall? What are some things that you think that you might want to focus on over the break?
Just stay consistency. I mean, it is a long season. Basketball in high school is a long season, especially with the kind of week and a half, you know, break that you get in there with no games. So you want to kind of we're at the point where we want to keep playing because we're doing a lot of things well. We've been fortunate with one buzzer beater and then unfortunate with our loss in a close game. But, you know, we'll take that as a wash. But other than that, we look forward to play very hard and competitive Friday night. I hope going to the break 4-1 is our goal at this point, and then you just make sure we stay key to the core values that we've established so far, and we hopefully run that the next 15 games to end the season.
Absolutely. Coach Rapplinger, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck coming up on Friday, and have a great break as well.
Yeah, you too, Jared. Appreciate your time.
That was Moorhill Mountain Boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Amberwell Health.